C.S. Lakin quotes from her book, The 5 Key Questions to Ask as You Write Your Novel. For every important moment, your character needs to react, first viscerally, then emotionally, then physically, and finally, intellectually. Often a writer will show a character reacting with deep thought about a situation when their first natural reactions are missing. Powerful words. Powerful. Greetings, cryptic fans. Welcome to another episode of The Author's Journey, the podcast designed to help aspiring authors reach their full potential. We share tales of the highs and the lows of the author's journey, from barely being able to spell to international bestseller and the fun in between. If you want to laugh and learn, you're in the right place. Holy Bruce Wayne, Batman. This has been a hectic week, but we endure. Running a demanding division for a large corporate by day and trying to progress my career as an author by night is a challenge. So a shout out to all part-time authors like myself trying to manage the hustle. Keep the faith, peeps. Keep the faith. This week, we look at the third technique in the indirect method of characterization, reactions. We recap the definition of indirect characterization and then delve deep, real deep, into the how-tos and end off by examining great examples from literature. So, let's go. Again, very quickly, indirect characterization is a method of indicating what a character is like, not by telling the people what they're like, but revealing their personality through descriptions of their actions, speech, appearance, and interactions with other characters. This week, we look at reactions. Reactions are one of the most visceral ways to bring characters to life, because it makes them relatable to the reader. Indirect characterization is where the author really leaves those clues in the text, as we've mentioned. So this week, as we unpack and study how character reactions characterize, we're going to look at two main sets of reactions. This is where your character reacts to external stimulus, or stimuli, rather, or where other characters react to your character, engaging with them. And we see and build a little bit of a picture around that. Now, big ups to Arlene Prunkle, a freelance editor who wrote a fantastic article on which I base my podcast. You can find the article at penultimateword.com/editingblogs/characterization in fiction, writing realistic character reactions. Google that shit and you'll find it. Prunkle devised the system where she identified four stages of character reaction. I took her very powerful methodology and condensed it into rather three stages. Those are basically the physiological stage, the reflexive stage, and the rational stage. And now we are going to delve deeper into each of these. Number one, the physiological stage. The first stage a character goes through is physiological. Think about it. It's all involuntary. This reaction is our fight or flight response that comes from that part of the brain that we really can't control. We can't add a filter or be controlled about it. We respond in the way we respond because we are human. And so this has to happen first. You can't have a rational reaction to something that happens to you first. Someone slaps you, right? Your first reaction, the thing that happens immediately after it's about to happen or is happening, that is your physiological response. So some common examples are getting goosebumps, blinking, heart pounding when you get scared, when I go boo, right? Eyes widening, pupils dilating when you see someone attractive, or blushing when someone embarrasses you. You cannot control whether you blush or don't blush, right? It's involuntary. These are common to all human beings, and so it doesn't really characterize as much as the others do. But it's very important that it comes first, so that we know your character is actually a live human being, breathing, living, etc. And even if they're aliens or unicorns or werewolves or whatever else it is, it's very interesting and relatable to have them have these humanoid kind of emotions. Emotions and base reactions are human to the very crux of us. So it is what it is. If you're writing to a human audience, you want to put in relatable human initial involuntary reactions. Simple. Number two, the reflexive stage. This is the second stage, and it's idiosyncratic. What does idiosyncratic mean? It means unique to an individual. Idiosyncratic. So it's idiosyncratic to the character, and therefore characterizes the character better than the first stage. If someone tried to slap me, I'd be scared. That is effectively my flinching, right? That bracing of the slap, that would be your physiological response. My heart is racing. I'm getting all the normal things that happen when I'm in a threatening situation. Now, me being the coward that I am, when someone tries to slap me, I duck out of the way. In contrast, one of my friends, a person who's done MMA fighting, who's a tough son of a bitch, right? That guy would not duck out of the way. He would actually block the blow or catch the hand and probably punch the person back if need be, right? He's a real fighter. So I would flee and he would fight. Now, that alone tells us a little bit about the person, a lot more than what we previously looked at. It tells us our philosophies on violence and how we react under threat. This stage has two sets. It's got a physical side and an emotional side. So in the above example, if someone tries to slap me, I get afraid, right? My friend just gets angry. But when someone tries to slap me, I duck, he fights. That's both emotional and physical. Now, in your writing, don't overdo it by trying to have both sets shown every single time. Choose one and vary it throughout the process as you go characterizing your different characters. The third stage is the rational stage. This is where your character's rational brain responds to whatever the stimulus is after having some careful, calculated thought. Now, this is where all our human emotions and adulting filters come into play. Our controlled responses. Maybe we see someone sexy walking down the road and we just want to rip their clothes off. Fantastic. That's a very involuntary, natural human response. However, we know we can't run around the world doing that kind of thing, lest we end up in jail for sexual assault. No. Consent is important. No. Rather, what we want to do here is we put in the controls in place. We can behave ourselves. Now, this is where people often say you have a psychological or mental illness if you don't have that impulse control. You can't measure or control what you're about to do. So that's the rational stage where we now can apply our minds. This tells us a lot about how a person is. So though they're angry, how do they react? Are they very emotional? Are they very in their feelings? Are they very impulsive? Alternatively, maybe they're very controlled. Even when they are angry, they stay calm, they stay rational, and they try to make the best of the situation. Both of those things tell you a lot about the person's personality. One person's a hothead, the other person is calm, cool, and collected. Now, you can see in the reaction side of things, reaction would either be a word, me screaming, right, or me acting in a certain way. Yes, so it's actions and dialogue. And we've looked at that in the past weeks. And so we're saying, so what is reaction actually? It's just those two things combined. Yes, it is. It's a meta sort of technique. And you can apply it in a lot of the ways your character engages with others or how others engage with your character. But be careful not to slip into cliche. It's very easy with this technique. Almost too easy. He batted his eyelids. This is 2020, so he can bat his eyelids, right? He had butterflies in his stomach, right? His cheeks went red. these are things that have been overused. So really what you want to do here is focus on coming up with really fresh, really unique ways of saying the same old things that have been hammered down to a T by this stage. Don't get yourself trapped. Now for an example, this is from F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby novel. And we're looking at Nick Carraway, who's writing or speaking as the POV character. And he says about his cousin, "Why they came east, I don't know. They had spent a year in France for no particular reason and then drifted here and there unrestfully, wherever people played polo and were rich together. This was a permanent move," said Daisy over the telephone, "but I didn't believe it. I had no sight into Daisy's heart, but I felt that Tom would drift on forever, seeking a little wistfully for the dramatic turbulence of some irrecoverable football game." Page 8. So Nick says he didn't believe what his cousin said, which is a reactive thought he has to a statement his cousin Daisy makes. This reaction shows he is a critic and a skeptic. The initial assessment is validated by the insights he provides us when he explains how his cousin and her husband were drifters and always in pursuit of some lost glory. Right? It's beautifully done, and it covers and conveys that powerful message from that point of view. So that's what you want to do. Beautiful example. Write it like he wrote it. So the big idea: reactions are a very powerful indirect characterization technique. They tell us a lot about a character. It can be a character reacting to external stimuli or other characters reacting to the focalized character. There are three stages: the involuntary physiological, the physical and emotional reflexive, and lastly the rational. Create a list of reactions, both actions and speech, showcasing how your character reacts to different situations, and make them dynamic and unique, and bring out your own writing and stay away from the cliche. Once you've got that list, ask yourself, how would my character react in this situation given the different reactions I've come up for them? Then keep going through the process. Make sure you review it. Make sure you scrutinize your writing and your actions for those cliches, because it is very common in this particular technique. And come up with fresh ways. I would document a couple of sentences and keep revising and reframing them and add them to your character sketches so that you can draw them up at any particular time. You do this and you will craft compelling characters. That's it. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to join the Cryptic Tribe. We are an awesome collection of super nerdy, super jockey, super everything else individuals who conquer the world in our dreams, but it counts. Check out my blog and other podcast content at therealgarykhan.com for more magic content like this and so much more. For now, as the most famous cyborg in all of history once said, hasta la vista, baby.